All right, welcome everybody.
Radio.
Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome back to the Ventman Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. And it's been a while. It's been quite a while because I guess our last show was our travel show. And we don't do our Walking Dead shows anymore, or at least not for the time being, because Walking Dead is not on. But we're very thrilled to return to the airwaves or the internet waves with our entrepreneur series, what I'm calling AV's Amazing Entrepreneurs. And certainly the first two were very interesting, and tonight should be no exception to that. I guess all of you out there listening have been in that situation that you don't want to be in. A disaster has struck, whether it be natural or man-made or otherwise, not to you personally, but to your property. And you really are just in a bind because between your personal losses and the strife that you're probably going through, you don't know quite what to do, quite how to begin. Things are floating in your head. Call the insurance company, call the bank, call this one. But the person we have with us tonight, she is probably someone who is going to be very important on that list. We have with us tonight, and I'm going to bring her in a moment, someone that I met at the BRI, or the Westchester Builders and Realty Institute meetings, which is a very good gathering of people. A lot of people in Westchester who have to do with the real estate business and all of its various offshoots. And I had the pleasure of meeting Lisa Cordasco, and she is now the president of New Crystal Restoration. And they are a disaster recovery contracting firm. They handle all your emergencies and then some. And they've been around a very long time and have a good reputation in Westchester. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in Lisa Cordasco. And Lisa, welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Anthony.
Well, I definitely mean it when I say it was a pleasure to meet you, because you're a very kind person to talk to, and you certainly have the respect of a lot of people at Builders and Realty Institute, for sure.
Well, I'm following very large shoes to fill. We are a family-owned and operated emergency fire and water damage restoration company, and we have a bunch of other services that we provide. But we hold the distinction of being Westchester County's first and oldest emergency fire and water damage restoration company. And what we do is we help property owners in the event that there is a disaster. And we've been doing that longer than anyone else. And I'm happy to say that this year marks our 55th anniversary in the field of helping people after a mishap in their home and in their property.
Wow, that is amazing. Because I really, you know, I know of a few companies around who've lasted that long, who have been through so much, but right here in Westchester, not too many. So it's certainly a great distinction.
Well, we pride ourselves with understanding the population that we serve. My dad is an octogenarian. He's lived in Westchester his whole life, and so have I, and now the third generation, my nephew, is on board. And we love where we live, we love the people that we help, and we're very cognizant of the fact that there are lots of competitors now in the field, and we step up our game a little bit more, and we provide some other amenities, and the way we do things are quite different than the competition. And we do that because we really care about people, and we want to make sure that not only do we do what we do very, very well, and we do it in a timely fashion, but we also place a very high regard for health and safety. And
right,
in
right.
2008, when my father retired and he said, okay, your turn, kid, I'm a single parent of a son with special needs. My son has autism, And he was the genesis for our company becoming a green restoration company. My son couldn't tolerate smells and odors, and he has a lot of sensory issues, which is pretty much consistent with lots of individuals that have autism. So what we decided to do was investigate how we could provide our services, but provide them in a way to cause no harm to people and to make sure that after we left, the property was safe for all people that were at the residence.
Yeah, see, this is certainly something like a lot of people don't look at that angle of it, the sort of health, and I think you used the term on your site, the sort of site familiarity of the property after the restoration. I mean, what happened before is probably bad enough, but after, it's got to be livable.
Exactly. You know, when my dad started, the products and most of the competition is using them, they were married to the idea that for things to be very powerful, they had to be chemically based with a lot of toxins and a lot of products that were very, very harsh. And we found in our investigation of being able to provide and deliver the services that we do with green products that can't be any further than the truth. And what you want to do is have a very positive result. But as you said, you don't want to leave a property where you have small children playing on the carpet and you've used a harsh product and that product is the residue is still on it. Or you have a baby that drops toys there and is putting those things in their mouth, or any individual touching items that have been heavily saturated with chemicals, and then you have an exposure to your skin, your eyes, and ingesting. It's just not the way things need to be done anymore. And the product that we use is extremely powerful, extremely safe. And the best part about it is it's no more expensive, so it's kind of a win-win on all angles.
Okay, because that's usually the thing that gets people that are like, it's probably going to cost a lot more, it's not going to work. But incredibly, you've been able to get stuff that is cost-effective and effective, period.
Exactly, and I think if you speak to most people, if you have the option to eat food that's organic or food that's laced with pesticides and it's the same cost, I don't think there's a prudent person out there that'll make the choice, okay, let me take the pesticide food, I'm going to ingest that, that's going to be healthy for me. And most of the claims that we do, you know, a great portion of them are reimbursable by insurance. And
right.
Insurance sanctions our prices. They're within the parameters of what's reasonable, and the bill is submitted just like any other bill with your insurance carrier, and it is paid in accordance with such. So there's no additional out-of-pocket expenses to go safe, to go green, and to go healthy.
Well, yeah, that's certainly not. I mean, it's kind of analogous, I think, to actually as I walked into, I live in a co-op, and as I walked in, I saw those familiar signs on the lawn, pesticide application, stay off 24 hours. And it's similar to that, I guess. You know, if you don't want your kids playing on sort of nature's rug, the grass with harmful chemicals in it, you certainly wouldn't want that indoors either.
Absolutely not. And the what we're trying to get out into the community and out to as many people as we can and property owners is that people have the right under their insurance policy to select a vendor of their choice and a contractor of their choice. You know, we're an approved insurance contractor for a multitude of insurance companies. But even if your insurance doesn't have us on their program, the policyholder can use whomever they want. And when it's your property, you have the right to choose the vendor of your choice. And we're advocating as much as we can for individuals to choose us because not only do we have the experience, we have a really great product that's very, very safe and highly effective.
Yes, indeed. Now that we're kind of on that vein, for the people out there who, you know, who, God willing, it's kind of ironic, like I'm proud to have you on the show, but it's almost like I have to tell people, I hope you never have to use their services.
Right, exactly. But, well, they, yes, and that's the, you know, the thing is, what we like to say is you've had one heartache or one misfortune, and you've had a terrible occurrence to your property, whether it's your business, your office, your home. So you don't want to complicate that by making an additional mistake. You don't want to call a company in that might not be that experienced or using toxic chemicals. And the idea is that people need to be as savvy and as educated as they can to know that there are really great local companies that do things very, very, very well and have lots of experience. And you don't necessarily have to have the hugest name in the industry to get the best results.
Yeah, now, that's true, right. And now that you mentioned that, when I kind of described your company to a few people, they happened to mention a certain particular company who is rather predominant in this type of business. And like, oh, are they kind of like a, won't say it, company? And I said, yeah, they're kind of like them, but they're here in Westchester, and they know the lay of the land. How
well,
would...
the...
Go ahead.
Well, I don't think they're, you can even a playing field with experience, low turnover in staff, being local and understanding the market that you serve, and then again having a product that's superior. Just because you have a huge marketing campaign and a big advertising budget on TV doesn't mean you're the best. It just means you have the most money to spend on advertising. And again, at the end of the day, it's your life. It's your home, it's your business, and you don't necessarily want the one that's the most recognized throughout the United States. You want the best local operation. Lots of our competitors here that are now competing to earn your business at their property, they're not local. They don't come from the area. They don't know the needs of the local community, nor do they have the amount of experience or the green products. It's my understanding that New Crystal Restoration is not, you know, we know that we're the oldest and the first in Westchester, but it's also my understanding that we're the first green restoration company and we have the most experience using the product. So we're very familiar with the protocols and the procedures of how to use it and how to use it effectively. And some companies do say they're green because, again, they're bagging, they jump on the bandwagon, but we have... you know, the records and the documentation, the data to prove that that's the product that we buy, that's the only product that's in our warehouse, and, you know, that's who we are and what we're about.
Indeed, indeed. So let's talk a little, let's kind of back up a little now. Your father founded the company, and obviously this is the family, this is part of the family, or it is the major component of your family tradition. Did he start out doing this immediately? Or did it sort of develop?
My dad, like I had mentioned, is a local Westchester resident. He's lived here his whole life. He went through all of the local Westchester schools. And he started in the cleaning field in the 1950s. And then my dad got married and had started a family. And a lot of his work was not done in Westchester. It was originally done in Long Island.
Okay.
But because of raising the family here, he decided to do the cleaning in Westchester County. And then he noticed that from janitorial types of cleaning, that there was a need to help people in a disaster. And what did that entail? And, you know, what were policies and procedures that should be in place to help people? So in his early days, my dad actually went to the insurance agents and the insurance brokers in the area and the insurance companies and helped to establish protocols and guidelines of what needed to be done, because the idea was to get people back to their lives as quickly as possible, to minimize their distress, to minimize the cost to the insurance company. And my dad created a way to do that. But one of the best things that my dad did was to make people feel like they were in great hands, because essentially people are in turmoil. They're It's right. So expensive to live in our area. And he understood the challenges of being in this area and what that entailed, and it, making people feel that they were in good hands, that they were going to be okay, and that he was going to fix the problem. And he did. He was and still is so very highly regarded in the industry. And I could say that I worked with my dad up until his retirement in 2008, and never had I heard a negative word about my father. He was a man of great integrity and character, and I'm so proud to be walking after him and following in his tradition.
Well, that's remarkable, definitely. I mean, the fact that, you know, just having the foresight to reach out to insurance companies and, like, establish guidelines, I mean, that's, especially back then, that's going well beyond, you know, what you'd expect, like, just a contractor to do. That's just, that's innovative, definitely.
Yeah, and the thing is, what my father, like I said, was so good at was making people feel like they were, that he had their back, that he understood their plight, that he was someone that they could trust, and someone that if he said something, that it was going to be done. And he, you know, when I left, when he left the office in 2008, just prior to that, my father was still doing all of his estimates in his head. He didn't need all of the computers and the fancy, you know, all of the different equipment that we have today to calculate things and to figure out estimates on these software programs, because all of the knowledge was between his ears.
Right. The best place to be, actually. from the beginning, did you kind of think that you would be doing this, or had you thought about doing something on your own, or did you kind of think sure that you wanted to follow?
I had absolutely no inclination to go into my dad's business. I'd heard these stories over the dinner table. But one of my first loves has always been education and working with children. And it wasn't until God had sent me a son with special needs and I couldn't commit to going back to the field of education because my own son's needs were so intense that my father had said to me, you know what, you need to do something part-time. Why don't you come and see if you like what I do and what the operation is like, and you know, do something part-time. And, oh, my gosh, I was like a deer in the headlight. I said, oh, my goodness, how am I going to do this? You know, I have a master's degree in education, but I don't know anything about marketing. I don't know anything about business world and yada, yada, yada. And so here I was with my suit on and my briefcase, and I was going down into Manhattan, and I was meeting with insurance brokers. And I can remember my knees, like, trembling at my first meeting. And the guy said, what's the matter? And I said, you know what? I'm not a marketing specialist. I went to school from the field of education. I'm not a business major. He said, you know what? Just be yourself. Because, you know, when people feel like you're sincere and you're genuine and you are who you are, that's not a sale. That's a connection between people, and it's about relationships. And that was, you know, in addition to my dad's great advice, this was great advice that I got. And I don't think I have the most polished approach all the time, but people know when they come and they work with us and we help them that it's going to be done right, and I'm going to treat them the way that I would like to be treated in my home if a contractor comes and helps me with a project.
Right, and I'm sure people listening out there would agree. They, especially if they're calling someone with in a time of crisis, they want someone, you know, like other examples would be, you know, sort of like a lawyer, for instance, after there's been a tragic death, or, you know, a funeral director, not to make that immediate comparison, but you need someone who you know cares and can bond with you when, you know, when you're in that time of need. So you're right. The best marketing is the human element. Just like internet radio, they told me, just be yourself. So the same for you. Now, did any before we're going to certainly go on a little while to talk. You mentioned that you have a special needs child, so we're going to talk about that momentarily. But the company itself, have you had here in Westchester any shall we say, good stories or notable high-profile things that you could talk about recently?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
Well, we've really done every kind of home that you can imagine. We've done the local, small one-bedroom co-op apartment to the 15,000 square foot mansions in northern Westchester and in the affluent sections of lower Westchester. We've had the privilege of helping all types of individuals from all different backgrounds. And yes, we've done Al Pacino and Christy Brinkley and Diane Sawyer, and not that we get to meet those wonderful personalities and celebrities, but it's quite impressive to see their homes and how beautiful they are. And again, they get the same attention as, you know, my next door neighbor or grandma and grandpa down the street. And I think what you need to do is just deliver a really consistent product. The other thing that we have a specialty in is, because we're green and because we understand the needs of the special needs community, we have a very strong outreach into the education field. So we've had the privilege to help a lot of special needs schools after problems with flooding or other disasters like sewer backups and mold on the property.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of work for the local schools in our area as well.
Right. So basically, I guess, if one were to summarize, the big things are obviously fires and flooding. You know, those are the more high-end disasters. And then on what I would call the middle end would be sort of the sanitary backup type issues, the mold. I believe you also do asbestos remediation?
We do. Lots of the older homes in Westchester County, they have asbestos in their homes, and if it's compromised in any way because of either a water damage or, you know, the home is on in years, we can help the individuals with asbestos abatement. With mold remediation, I'm happy to say that we also use a green botanical-based product, and what happens with mold remediation is that an independent industrial hygienist, a professional, comes out, they do sampling of the site and identify if it is mold, what kind of mold it is, and then they will establish a protocol, and then our company goes in and we do the remediation of the mold. And again, we don't use the toxic, harsh products that lots of competitors use, including the ones that are very well recognized by their name.
Right.
We use a green product, and then once we finish our work, the hygienist will come back and validate that the property is cleared and it's passable. The mold levels are down to an acceptable level or non-existent.
See, I didn't know that, actually. I had issues at my prior residence with that, but never, a contractor, of course, but never had the involvement of, the monitoring and testing.
People have to be really careful of the fact when a company says that they do everything. I like to make an analogy about going to a specialist, a medical doctor. You know, you don't want a brain surgeon to work on your rotator cuff. So
Right. Essentially
what happens is you have an individual that does, you know, a scientist trained a hygienist in testing. And so that's an independent person. And lots of times people think they have mold, and it isn't mold. So you're going to have a company come in that might not be trustworthy, and they're going to do a whole project that you don't need when a simple test would validate, yes, is it mold, isn't it mold, and what exactly needs to be done. Because sometimes it can be one little area. It could be a closet or one room or one shower or one bathroom, and the whole house doesn't have to be impacted. We have situations where we will set up containment and we will have a partition that is a barrier so people can actually stay in their home while the process is going on, not be majorly inconvenienced and just address that one area. But if you don't know and you hire people that are not trained and not experienced, they can make a small $500 job into a $50,000 job.
This is true, and I think I've seen that in the past myself, for sure. I was looking, as I looked through your website, and it's very informative, by the way. Let's give everyone the website, and I should have done that already, so I apologize. It is www.newcrystalrestoration.com. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay, excellent. So if you go there, if you go to the website, it's certainly very informative. It gives you, I guess, descriptions not only of what your company does, but descriptions of the actual conditions such as mold and fire and the ramifications of what each of those imply. I noticed an interesting one that I had only heard about recently here, now living in a co-op, heating system puffbacks.
Yes, they are. Oh my goodness, that is just an awful thing for people to have to experience, because when and if there's a malfunctioning of the system, and the soot will be dispersed from the unit and through the duct system, it goes into the entire house and it permeates and goes into all different crevices. So you'll have it all over your window treatments, and it'll be all over your carpet, and it will be inside your closet, and it will be all over your garments, all over your bedding, in the mattress. Depending on the severity of it, it can be days for us to come in and deodorize and clean a house and get all of the linens out and get all of the dry cleaning out, and it's quite an ordeal. Just an awful experience for people.
And sometimes it can begin a little bit subtly, and you don't really know what's happening until the soot starts accumulating.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Yes,
and it's an unhealthy environment for people to be in, and it is a process that's very laborious in nature and something that we hate to see, because people are just heartbroken, because sometimes their original linens or their window treatments and garments are things that, even though the insurance company can compensate them for it, they're attached to these items, and they're meaningful, and they're a value of sentiment, maybe even more significantly than monetary, and it's awful to see people have to go through that.
Yeah, definitely, and I've seen it happen here locally. Fortunately, the condition was fixed, but it's certainly something that people have to watch out for in addition to the major stuff. And it could certainly be a health hazard if someone in the household is adversely affected. The other good thing I saw on your website was not particularly anything having to do with the individual conditions, but protecting your parents and presumably other seniors against scammers who sort of take advantage of a disaster. We want to touch on that a little?
Absolutely. What you need to do is you need to do a little bit of homework. When you have a disaster, God forbid, you don't want to make another disaster, so you have to hire a contractor in our field that has the credentials and has the expertise to do what they say they're going to do. Again, we're well experienced. We've been here for 55 years. We hold the contracting license, the appropriate insurances. Sometimes people hire contractors that are not insured, they're not licensed. You have to be careful. If the price is too good to be true, then it is too good to be true. You want someone, especially in your home and working with your family, that not only is well experienced, but in the event that something happens, you could have a contractor fall and get injured in your home. If that person is, if you don't have the necessary insurance for that, then you're going to be, out, and you're making another disaster. So you have to be really careful. And when these nor'easter strikes, or when there's an inundation of high winds or heavy rains, and all companies like ours are saturated with the amount of work we have to refuse or we can't get to people in a timely fashion. You have to be guarded against people that are sudden experts in a field and will come knocking on your door or, you know, say, oh, yeah, I can do that too. Well, you know what? They can't. They don't have the training. They don't have the experience. And then they'll do something that's very quick, and it might look on the surface that it's done right, but then we get called back to fix these problems that now there's mold growing,
right,
or I smell an odor, or I notice now that my drywall is rotting, or my carpet stinks, or they didn't pull up the padding. You know, our staff is trained. They go to classes on a regular basis. They have certifications and credentials to do what we do, and that's important because the technology and there's advances in the field, and people need to be, they need to make sure that they take those courses so they know what the best way is to how we can help people.
And you maintain your own labor staff as well, who does the actual work, or is it?
We do.
How does that work? Yeah.
Well, we have a local team that, again, our staff is very well experienced. They've been with us quite some time, and we don't have a significant amount of turnover because we like to treat people the way we'd like to be treated. So everyone that works with me is kind of, well, they're all now younger than me, but I kind of like, you know, we treat them like family. So when people feel like, you know, they're celebrated for their accomplishments at work, they're, you know, very dedicated to the mission of helping other people, and we have a nice team that is very consistent, and with that consistency is a product that we think is superior than most of our competitors.
And that is important because having experienced, you know, a lot of these big names that kind of farm out the work sometimes to people, you know, companies that are hours away and not familiar at all with the material and the territory involved, certainly a plus, you know, just
to
know
that's what you'll have.
Yeah.
That's what you'll have. In a lot of these situations, when we have a big storm and we have weather that's playing havoc on the local community, sometimes we have to politely tell people that we're not going to be able to get to your home within this amount of time. We don't keep people hanging. We don't say to them, we're going to come in, you know, within the next 3 hours and show up 3 days later. We give people the kind of courtesy and the service that we would expect. We will tell them that the reason why we can is because we're giving the attention to the projects that we're on right now. Do you really want me to leave your house and start it for 2 hours and leave it there, not done right, and go to someone else's house? We don't do things like that, and we won't go to neighboring communities and get people that are not licensed, that are not legal citizens, to come work in your house. I don't want that in my house, and I don't think anyone wants it in their house or on their property. That's just, I just think that's bad for everyone.
Yeah, I agree. The importance of that, I guess in Westchester, we're certainly highly regulated and licensed and everything, but that is a good thing in the long run. Yes, I know everybody will say, it's costing me so much, but you know what? It's peace of mind that you're buying with that extra money, even if it did cost a little bit more. So, I'm all for it too.
Well, with the services that we provide, because the bulk of it is insurance, through the insurance policies covering it under your property.
Yes, that's true.
Coverage. Though our prices are pretty much regulated by that. So if you ask a vendor to come out that does this type of work and is well, you shouldn't be getting estimates or pricing that's all over the place. It should be pretty much consistent. The only variables you're going to have is experience, people that are using toxic traditional products versus a green product, and people that are, you know, that have really good references. So, you know, you shouldn't really have that much discrepancy with price. So price should be pretty much consistent. If you do get something that's out of the ordinary, as a consumer, you should go back and say, you know, why is this that much? I have another estimate. It's either not for the same scope of work or they're overbilling.
Right.
So the prices should be pretty consistent.
Exactly. I got a little question that rolled in from one of my friends, and of course it would be nice if he called in, but I'll settle for a Facebook message from John M. Let's just call him John M. He said, does new crystal restoration perform preventative maintenance such as waterproofing, etc.? So do you do anything like that? Pre-disaster.
We can come out and we give complimentary inspections, and because we're savvy and we have very good equipment that is something that we use on a regular basis for water and water
right.
intrusions, we can kind of pinpoint where the intrusion is coming based on, you know, what we have, moisture meter readers and infrared cameras. To do the actual work, we physically won't do it, but we can connect you with people. We feel like we need to do that to give back to, you know, our local neighbors, to give them some recommendations and referrals. Because in the event going, you know, we might not directly benefit from that, but I think we always benefit by helping our neighbors and by goodwill. So we physically wouldn't do the waterproofing, but we could come out, do a complimentary inspection, give you some tips and recommendations. Sometimes it's gutters and leaders. Sometimes it's a clogged drain. There are some things that just because we see it so consistently, we can help homeowners and we can save them money.
Exactly. And that's a good thing. That's definitely a quality service to take advantage of. Now we're going to move on to, let's just say, personal matters, an important matter to you, though. You mentioned earlier you have a child with autism, and we've seen already how that has kind of, positively affected the way you do business, not just in terms of we do fundraisers and things, which you do, but you actually kind of worked that into your methods and operations of your business. You want to talk a little bit about that, kind of how that started, let's just say?
Absolutely. My son is now a young adult. He is in his 20s. And when I first started on the autism journey, it was something that was not very well acknowledged, nor was it something that people were familiar with. I believe when my son was diagnosed, it was about 1 in 15,000, and now for boys, it's down to about 1 in 55. So the fact that there is so much more awareness, tolerance, and services is a remarkable thing. But the thing is in life, I believe that when you have any kind of a challenge, it can either make you bitter or it can make you better. And I've been on both sides of that. But as far as what we were going to do to make a life and make our life meaningful, what I decided to do was to use the challenges that I had with autism and to do what I have, you know, each and every day, meeting people and try to help them and everyone to be healthier based on the fact that I knew that, you know, health is the most precious gift that we have. So if I'm going to come into your home and or your business or any type of property and do something that's going to temporarily fix it, but when I leave it's not going to be healthy, then I'm doing you a disservice. So with autism has been a great challenge, but it also has opened my eyes in a way that I probably wouldn't have had them open before. And so with what we do day in and day out, we're very mindful of the fact that, you know, everyone's got something on their plate. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the time that we spend at someone's house the end result is that it's positive. It's positive because the quality of our work is good. It's positive because they've met a group of people that they can trust. It's positive because the price is reasonable. So autism has taught me a lot of those lessons, because I look into my son's eyes every day, and things that you and I do very easily or with very little effort become, you know, those small things and accomplishments that he has are very significant and very special. I can remember exactly where I was when he learned to tie his shoes, and he was 10. And it was an unbelievable moment. So you have a lot of those things, but I don't think you should ever, you know, give up or give in on situations, because the first doctor that I took my son to down at New York Presbyterian Hospital, I said to him, "Is there hope?" And he said to me, "There's always hope." So I feel like I've gotten, you know, a gift and a blessing to be in a family business where we care about people and we help people. And I believe that autism and the challenges that my son faces has helped us to be really cutting edge in the field of what we do and how we do it, because it's, I think, the better way to do it and the better way to deliver services.
Right. On that vein, I know someone in the Bronx, and she has a daughter who, I don't want to use the word, a daughter with autism, and had the pleasure of being invited to the Autism Speaks benefit, the walk, actually, at Orchard Beach.
Okay.
And at the time, you know, I only knew her, and, you know, I love her daughter. She's a great kid. She's 12 years old, and she's really active, and she gives everyone a hug. It's really nice. I didn't really know what to expect that day, though, from the general atmosphere. And you know what? Everybody was just very happy. You mentioned having two sides of the coin. Everybody for that day and their children were just happy, and the network that has evolved is just so incredible now. People caring about each other, and I kind of knew everyone there did not feel alone. So that in itself is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and we, as a company and as a family, we're very committed to health and understanding that, you know, small things and can be very significant in someone's home. And the last thing we want to do is be in a situation where something that we do contributes to someone not feeling well. And now we have lots of individuals that have medical conditions, cancers, autoimmune diseases, asthma, allergies. The last thing you want to do is put products in someone's home that will contribute to them not being able to breathe well, or if they get a headache because of the fumes. And these things are easily avoidable. And I can't drive home in any more of a passionate way, is that it doesn't cost any more money. It's a no-brainer.
Right.
And we're just so delighted to have a show like this where we can say, don't go chemical. You can.
Right.
We will pass the test of everything that we need to do. We do it on a consistent basis. And our product is no more expensive, and it's safe, and, you know, let's do it the right way. You have one disaster, you don't need another.
Exactly. Don't compliment a weather disaster with a health disaster, if you will. So,
exactly.
I agree. I have another question. This comes from Facebook. This is from Kevin, one of my dear friends and possibly a future guest on Blog Talk Radio. He says, this is kind of interesting, actually. With the change in weather patterns in the lower Hudson Valley, he means either your company or somebody, have they created any predictive models to determine the needs for your services in the coming years and how you can be prepared?
The preparedness on our end is that we will stage, based on knowing that a significant weather pattern is coming. Again, I've been working with my dad for quite some time. I have never seen, I've started in 1996, but I haven't seen the magnitude of the disasters and the severity of the fluctuation of the weather patterns that we've seen over the last 2 to 3 years. We've had some of the most historic storms ever to hit, and my dad goes back 55 years. You have, I mean, there were winters where, you know, they were, you know, they were wearing a light sweater. The amount of pipe breaks that we did this winter, the amount of water damage from those pipe breaks, and the amount of damage to property was greater in value to our company's bottom line than it was through Hurricane Sandy. That's how bad this winter was for property owners. And this is, you know, not something that I've seen in, you know, working with Dad for 20 years. So there is absolutely, you know, a preparedness on our part as far as making sure that our equipment is ready to go, you know, getting those loaded on trucks, bringing in teams, figuring out exactly how we're best going to use those teams. The hardest part is being, you know, not being able to get to people, being able to only service a limited amount of people because we just don't have any more capabilities at a certain point. And you don't want a team that's in your property that's already been working a 12-hour shift to go, you know, with a limited amount of rest, because a lot of what we're doing in a storm is pulling out drywall, removing wet carpets, extracting water, and this is heavy, you know, labor and very time-consuming and very intense labor-wise, and people need their, you know, need to recharge their batteries. So, so yes, we have a preparedness in place, but again, when it becomes to a magnitude where it's so grand, our ability to help, you know, the you know, an endless amount of people is limited to some degree as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, obviously, in this area in particular, there's, especially after any weather event, there is always going to be a demand for services. I mean, you know, just like we have a demand for road repair contractors after every snowstorm, you know, the potholes and everything. I mean, I would say that's inevitable, as long as you guys can't clone yourself.
Oh my goodness! You know, we wish we could, and then we do have repeat clients that they'll know when there's going to be you know, an unbelievable amount of rain, and they're like, "Put us on the list." They'll call and go, "Yes, Mrs. So and So, we know you're on the list." And yeah, we had one woman. She passed away, I think last year or the year before, and she reached the grand old age of 100, and we had done her property at least a half a dozen times. And she was one of the first people to call us and always say, make sure that I'm on that list. And, yep, we would always go and take care of her. And it didn't hurt that she might bake a cake for us or put out some hot coffee, but we enjoyed helping her tremendously.
Oh, well, that is definitely excellent. That's the personal side is always wonderful when you help someone. And here's another one through Google Plus that has rolled in. This is Cindy, and very quick one here. She asks, do they do medical disinfections? Now, I assume that means, in other words, like other than mold.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the capabilities where our product is in hospital grade strength. So we've been able to decontaminate, you know, schools and gymnasiums when there's been an outbreak of MRSA, all types of, you know, infectious type of disease. Those types of things can be addressed and remediated, and we can do the restoration on those types of sites. So yes, we can. We don't, okay, you know, we don't do it that often, thank the Lord, but we do. We have been called, especially in, like I said, schools, colleges, gymnasiums, places where there's a lot of, you know, exposure for high traffic areas.
Yes, right. Well, that's important, too, because that obviously, although there's not a physical component to it, could be disastrous in terms of health if that's allowed to propagate. So certainly
yes,
that's an important service. You got a compliment, by the way, from Laura G. She says Lisa should have her own show, too.
I don't know where I would find the time to do it because, you know, I have so much on my plate. But, you know, it's really a pleasure speaking with you and having an opportunity. And I applaud you for helping local small businesses because, again, it's not the size of your operation that matters. It's really, you know, what they can do and how they can help people. And we, as a collective team, thoroughly enjoy what we do. We get up for work every day, and we like what we do. And one of my greatest little stories over the last couple of weeks is that I don't know if some of your listeners know the show Property Brothers, which is on HGTV series.
Right.
It's two brothers, Jonathan and Drew. They go in and they help new owners with their properties. They rehabilitate them. But we have met the brothers, and we have the pleasure of helping them with some green post-construction cleaning in Lower Westchester. So we're very excited to maybe not get any TV time on the show, but to you know, have a relationship with two fine individuals like that are very well recognized in the contracting business.
And, well, that's excellent. I mean, just that kind of brings you, whether you get TV time or not, to the national forefront. That's certainly a wonderful thing. And if you do get TV time, you deserve it.
Well, I said the good news about not getting on the TV time is I heard that TV puts 10 pounds on you. And at my age, I said, we don't need to gain any more weight. So I says, okay, I'll push my young guys in the front and I'll stay in the background. But it's okay that we've blasted it a little bit on our Facebook page that we are doing a project with Property Brothers.
Lisa, I think radio actually puts pounds on me. That's how much trouble I've had losing weight lately.
Oh boy.
God. Yeah. Well, this has definitely been excellent. We've I know you're kind of on your own schedule, so we're kind of about to wrap up. I hope that we have gotten the word out, and more importantly, the importance of what you do for Westchester County. You know, in everyone's time of need, you certainly perform a vital service. And in addition to that, you're a very charitable company in that you help people, you're able to connect with them in a way that a lot of other companies can't, and that's definitely commendable.
Thank you. We again, you know, we're very appreciative of the support. Westchester's been our home. It's our hub. We do service other locations. Again, we go into, we really have the capabilities to go just about 2 hours from Westchester County because people want a timely response. It's a 24/7 type of service. So we'd go into Rockland and Putnam and Nassau and Manhattan. But we love Westchester. We really don't like the taxes so much, but we love helping our neighbors, and we love you know, all of the beautiful amenities we have living in a great place like this. So I'm
right.
Just hoping that going forward, if your listeners have an opportunity and they need us in any way, they would consider our services, and we'd be more than happy to help them in any way we could.
Okay, well, I hope that happens in the future, and I'll certainly put the word out as well. And, again, anyone who's listening now, or you can listen on the archive and tell your friends, Lisa, as well, the show will be archived in perpetuity, and eventually we are looking to turn this into a YouTube presentation, and the more we can get the word out, the better. And I certainly look forward to seeing you and others again at future BRI meetings and at other functions in Westchester.
We will be there, and we also participate in quite a few green networking opportunities. It's nice to see what other businesses in Westchester that also value safety, good health, the environment are doing. And so New Crystal Restoration is part of, you know, different groups in Westchester County for different types of the insurance field, but we have a significant exposure with the green and other green vendors. And, of course, my first love, the special needs community. So,
right.
And we also will make sure that if it's a special needs home, we had one story where we had a young man who had special needs. He had autism, and he had a puzzle that he had put together, and he had spent hours working on it. And we had two team members painstakingly wrap this and move it into a different location in the property so that he wouldn't be disrupted from what he needed to do, because he had enough havoc with all of the machines that were coming in and people coming into his home. And the mom says, please, you can't, before you dismantle this room and start cutting drywall, this is the most significant thing in this room. So we listen to what people need, and we make sure that we make every possible accommodation to make sure that their disruption is not significant. And especially my special needs friends, they take very good care of them.
Beautiful. Definitely. So, well, I definitely, Lisa, wish you continued success. And
thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you again. And you're always welcome to hang out in White Plains if you're ever here. You know that.
Great, Anthony. So, it's a pleasure. And thank you to the audience for listening.
Okay. Well, now I was wondering what best way to end. So what song or theme would most apply to your company and what you do? And, of course, Blog Talk Radio is a little rigid show. Not rigid, but they're not fond of using copyrighted material, but that doesn't mean we can't use a cover version of a copyrighted song. So I thought this was this classic is probably most applicable when you're in times of need, disaster or otherwise. It's good to know you've got a friend, and that's what we'll end with. So I want to thank you again, Lisa, and good luck to you, and we'll hope to see you again soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you all for listening, too.
In trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name.